there were no issues with respect to who would be the president and who would be the CEO.
No, there were a lot of interesting questions and issues in the hearings, but that was not one of them.
That's Edward Finley, chairman of the Utilities Commission, and Bill Johnson, the Duke Energy CEO who was abruptly fired. Johnson got his chance to explain to the commission why he thinks the new Duke board swiped him off his post soon after Progress and Duke Energy officially completed their $32 billion merger. Edward Finley.
Our reaction here has nothing to do with who was fired, but what this commission was told and what it was not told.
At one point, Johnson was referred to as the 20-minute CEO. Commissioners wanted to know what would make Duke Energy fall out of love with Johnson so fast and in such dramatic style. Jim Rogers, who is Duke's CEO again, told commissioners last week it was Johnson's leadership style. Rogers says Johnson didn't mesh with the board of directors, and Rogers said board members questioned how Johnson handled Progress's Crystal River nuclear plant in Florida, which remains offline. But Johnson told commissioners Duke Energy officials appear to be getting a sort of buyer's remorse. He says an article in the Charlotte Business Journal in December cut like a knife. That's when a reporter quoted current Duke Energy leader Jim Rogers as saying Johnson sold Progress Energy cheap so he could be the CEO of what is now the largest energy company in the country.
But this was quite disrespectful, and my board was furious. I was furious. For the next month after that, everywhere I went in the company, employees would say to me with a very jaundiced eye, "Did you do that?"
Johnson was a stoic lawyer during his multiple-hour drill session, but at one point, he could no longer hold back the tears.
And if you'll indulge me a personal moment, I exited quickly and didn't get a chance to say goodbye to a lot of people. So I'll take the opportunity here. Thanks.
One question the Utilities Commission kept pressing was if Johnson was a good leader and if his style of leadership could work well with the legacy Duke Energy Board of Directors and top staff. A former Progress board member who now sits on the Duke Energy Board says Johnson was smart, transparent, and confident at Progress Energy. Commissioner Brian Beatty questioned E. Marie McKee.
Prior to the closing of the merger on July 2nd of this year, did you have any concerns regarding Mr. Johnson's ability to lead the combined company?
I had absolutely no concerns about him leading the combined company. And I hope at some point you will let me talk about Bill Johnson and what the board thought about Bill Johnson, because he was an outstanding leader at Progress.
I will in
just
a moment.
Thank you.
McKee and James Hyler testified yesterday after Johnson. Both are former Progress board members who currently sit on the new Duke Energy board. McKee and Hyler and Johnson say they still support the merger and say it's good for customers and shareholders. Will McKee and Hyler remain on the Duke Energy board after all that has gone down? They won't say just yet. Today, Duke Energy will get another chance to explain Johnson's ouster. One of the people expected to go before the Utilities Commission is Duke board member Ann Gray. She's the one who personally served Johnson his walking papers. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.